We continue learning in Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Hilchos Netilas Yadayim Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach Simen Mem Sivhei Lacha Shnatal Shtei Yadav. After one has washed his two hands, Yishav Shishrein B'Yachad, he should rub them once one against the other. Some say that this should be done before the bracha. Some say it should be done after the bracha, but I have seen that the Paiskim suggested, Rabbi Yoshua was asked, and Rabbi Yoshua said that it is not our minig to do the shifshif. The Mishnah Berurah as well says that this requirement to do shifshif is only lechatchila not b'dieved, but Rabbi Yoshua says that the halacha of doing shifshif was only applicable when we're not using a decent amount of water. But in a time and a place, as we do nowadays, we do use a lot of water to wash our hands. There's no requirement to do shifshif. Ve'gvim negarosh, and lift your hands towards your head. The Kavachaim says they should be like that for the entire duration of the reciting of the bracha. And they should be in a way as if you're asking or showing that something should please be put into your hand. As the pasuk says, "Su yudechem begoimer, raise your hand." There are those, the Shalosh says, who have a minute to say that pasuk of "Su yudechem" after they wash their hands, but the Shulchan Aruch Rav says that not to say that pasuk because it represents a hefsek between the washing of the hands and the bracha. The Kanshan Agma, and before one dries his hands, Yivarech, the bracha should be made, if one forgot to make the bracha before he dried the hand, the halacha is, there's machlokes if one could still make the bracha, the halacha is that one can still make the bracha even though he already dried of hands. Says the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, we have to have the kol mitzvahs, when we speak about all other mitzvahs, the bracha is recited before we do the mitzvah, become makom until sidayim. When we speak about until sidayim, kiven shlapam ein yadav nekiyas kodem l'tefila. Sometimes the hands are not really clean and ready to have a bracha recited on them before the actual washing takes place. L'chein tikna b'chol until sidayim. That's why Chazal instituted by all until sidayim levarach achan natila. The bracha should be said after. Another reason why the bracha is recited later is because the gam nigav hayadayim in the mitzvah, drying the hand is the mitzvah. So as long as you make the bracha before you dry your hands, it means that you have made the bracha before you've done the mitzvah. Mishneh glishbarach al kol yad shtei pamim, somebody whose custom is to wash each hand twice, yishbarach tchila kol yad pamachas, should wash each hand once, Yifash v'shem, and then rub them together, v'yivarech, and then make the bracha. V'akach yishpach pam shenis, then he should pour on his hands a second time, a kol yad. But that is not the minig. Most people, their minig is that they wash both hands, the right hand twice, then the left hand twice, and then they make the bracha. And then after they make the bracha, then they dry their hand. And till the Netilas Yadayim is finished, one is not supposed to obviously say anything, do anything, and not even say Amen if he hears a bracha. And one should try to do this all very quickly without any hefsek in between. V'akach yishpach pam shenis akol yad, then wash each hand again. One should be careful to dry his hands very well. But don't use your jacket or whatever you're wearing to dry your hand. That could cause that one should forget what he's eating. The proper way of drying one hand is by using a towel, a regular towel, a paper towel, using one of these air drying machines, or putting your hand out towards the sun. That is really not the proper way of drying your hands. And certainly just leaving your hands to wait till they dry, then run. That is certainly not the proper way of drying away hands. But if there's no option and there's no towels available, then one could use one of these drying machines. When we spoke about not using your garment to dry your hands, some say it's only a jacket, a shirt, but most Paiskim agree that it's all parts, all garments should not be used. And there's also a question when it says here, kosher l'shicha, does it mean only the garments that you're wearing or even garments that you're not wearing? And similarly, the question is when we say about drying your hands, is it only after you drying your hands to do the mitzvah on the tilas yadayim, or is it any time you dry your hands? And the Paiskim say that we who learn Torah, and of course are most sensitive, that we don't want to forget what we're learning, should be machmer and never use a garment to dry your hand. Sif Vav. If after you washed one of your hands, your other hand, which was not yet washed, touched that hand, or somebody else touched that hand, so the water that's on your hand became tamei from your other hand or from that other person. So what you need to do is dry your hand or litl pam shenis and then wash a second time. But if this all happened after you already made the bracha on tilas yadayim, so even though you have to wash your hands again, lo yivarech shenis, the halacha is that you wash your hands again, but don't make the tilas yadayim a second time. This halacha applies even if a child touches your hand. It doesn't make a difference. Anybody that nothing should touch your hands while they are wet until you have them completely dried and having made the bracha. There's some that are machmer that if something like this were happen even during the meal, they will wash their hands again. Most people don't have that minik. The Sif Zayin, Mishain Lo Kli, if somebody doesn't have a cup to wash with, Yochalit Lo Yodim Nahar, could put his hand into the river, or a mikveh kosher tilas noshim, or a 100% kosher mikveh, or a mayin, or in the spring, a fila ein bayar baim saw, even if it doesn't have 40 saw, rak shemiskas ba yodim pamachet, there's enough water to completely cover your hand, uvarakam kenal tilas yadayim, and when you wash your hands in such a fashion, you make the bracha on the tilas yadayim. There are those that say that you make the bracha of shtifas yadayim, tefilas yadayim, but the mitzvah, most people just always make on tilas yadayim. B'shas tchak, if one is desperate, yochalit vol yada b'shelig, he could put his hand into snow. Im yesh apnei haaretz harbei, if there's much snow on the ground, k'moshir mikvah, the equivalent of amount that you need to have a kosher mikvah. If you have to use a pump to wash your hands, put your hand next to the ground. With your other hand, use it to put the water on your hand. And then do the other hand. Or ask somebody else, somebody else should do the opening and closing of the pump on your behalf. If you have your hands not right close to the earth, then this type of washing will not be effective. Any water that changes its color, because where they are situated, or because something fell into them, the halacha is psulin. That can't be used for tilas yadayim. And therefore, if there's water that was in a vessel for quite a while, and because it's in a vessel for a while, it changes colors, the halacha is that one should not really use that water for tilas yadayim. Aval and mishtanu machmas atzman, if they changed colors by themselves, ksheirim. And therefore, The halacha is that many times when one fills up the cup with water from the sink, there's like a cloud. That doesn't disqualify the water. Or sometimes there may be some brownish look to the water because with the water, earth comes out. And that earth ultimately sinks to the bottom. The halacha is that you can use that water. Similarly, you could use water that has fluoride in it. There are those that are machmer, that if the water comes out cloudy, they wait for the water to clear, and then they use it, then and only then do they use the water for washing their hands. Mayim shenasim b'melacha, the water that was used to work with, kegon shotchem b'kelim, they were used to wash dishes, or shishar b'mirakas, vegetables were soaked in them, or shenasim b'kelim b'mashkim l'tzananon, where they were used to put a keli into it with liquid in it to cool off what's in them, or shemadim them midas that were used as a measuring cup, kai kem psulim, all those water become disqualified to use for mikvah, to use for the tilas yadayim. Similarly, if one dipped his hands into water because he wanted to cool off his hands or heat up his hands, the halacha is that water should not be used for washing the hands. Water that was in the heating system and you open up the radiator and you get water, that water should not be used. Water that people use to warm up a bottle by soaking the bottle in that water should not be used. The water, however, that if you have ice and the ice dissolves, that water can be used for washing one hands. If one measured the water, because the purpose of his measuring the water was to make sure that he has the right amount of water to wash his hands, so that is not considered water that was worked with. On the contrary, you use that water to make sure that you're going to be able to do the mitzvah properly, and therefore that water can be used for washing the hands. V'yesh pashtum gam mayim shenasu, if water that became not nice, if a dog drank from that water, or chazir, that's considered like wastewater. We know that we've spoken that the Shulchan Aruch says that water that was left uncovered, we don't drink because we're concerned that maybe a snake drank from it. Since nowadays we're not really makbun on that halacha, the halacha is that we can use water that were left uncovered to wash one hands. Siftes. If somebody did not wash his hands, and then he touches water, the water doesn't become disqualified. If somebody leaves the bathroom, somebody could use his hands to collect water, to wash his hands for having just used the bathroom. For the sharim, and whatever leftover water there is, aksherim l'ntilas yadayim, can be used for ntilas yadayim. Aval, im shichshech yodah b'toch ha'chayim v'slokaisam, if somebody has a barrel of water and he puts his hands in there to clean his hands, v'afil ha'tavol by rak ekspoy, even if he just stuck his finger in there, v'ekspoy ha'ktanel l'nkaisay, just stuck his small finger to clean it, nifsul kolamayim, all of that water becomes disqualified because malacha was done with those water. Sif yud, mayim meluchim, salty water, sruchim, water that has a bad odor, marim, that are bitter, or yachurim, or not clean. Im ein ruin l'shtos kalef, if they're so bad that it can't be even used by a dog to drink from them, psulim until sidayim should not be used until sidayim. Before one does the Ntila Shidayim, Tzrichim Lashgich, one should be careful, Ayudayim, to check the hands. She in the Kiyos Beloishim Chatzitza, they should be perfectly clean. If somebody washed the hands, and after washing the hands, he discovers there was a Chatzitza on his hands, on his fingers, if there's room to believe that Chatzitza came after the washing, certainly one could be lenient. If somebody, however, knows that they came afterwards, then the halacha is he should wash his hands again with an Ntilas Yadayim. And even if he already made hamotzi on the bread that he wants to eat, and then realizes the status of his hands, he should wash his hands again, and then eat the bread, but he doesn't make a mitzi twice. Mishat sparnat spice of gadol, someone whose fingernails are long, tzarech ledagdik, should be careful in the kaisam to clean them, shlo yitach tet v'tsoya, there should be no dirt under his fingernails, mishom dav chatzitza, because those are the chatzitza. And that's why this is another reason that people should not have long fingernails, unless he's a shaychet or a mayel that needs that. The kain tzarech lahasa at the beis, one has to take off their rings before they wash their hands. Shloitei chatzitza, that it shouldn't be chatzitza. Sif yudbeis, mishad of tzvus, if somebody's hands are colored. Ain't shema moshus atzav, if there's no real part of the color on the hand. Kiim chazusa ba'alma, if just it looks that color, but there's no real substance, layav chatzitza, it's not considered a chatzitza. And therefore, if somebody is just ate a fruit and the fruit had a color and that color is on the hand, that's not called a chatzitza. Similarly, if somebody was drinking a colored beverage and his hands got colored, that won't be considered chatzitza. And similarly, if somebody has a pen mark on his hand, that is not a chatzitza. Avlam yeshalayim amashu satzeva, if on the hand there's real substance of the color, a filarak mat, even a small amount, have a chatzitza. Even though we said that these various dyes, pen marks, are not a chatzitza, but if the hands are very dirty, or it really bothers you, that type of ink on your hand, then you should take it off before you wash your hands. But if somebody's in that business, profession, for example, he's a painter, somebody's a butcher, and his hands are dirty from blood, or he writes, and his hands are dirty from the ink, and that's what he always does. And everybody in this profession is like that. They always have their hands with that type of color. It's not considered chatzitza elim heim b'rayva yad, unless it covers most of the hand. The kain, mishiyesh loy makal yaday, if somebody has a wound on the hand, v'leiriti, and he has a band-aid over it, shemstar letzira, that it's difficult for him to remove it, loy have a chatzitza, it's not considered chatzitza. V'ayin oy besimin kuf samach alav dine chatzitza b'tfilas noshim, the loch when a woman has to go to the mikveh, v'ur din l'til shidayim. Somebody who, as far as the halacha of band-aids, if somebody has some sort of a wound and it's difficult for him to remove it, it's painful for him to remove the band-aid, then the halacha is, it's not a chatzitza, even if it covers most of the hand. And if it is that, and if the doctor says that he can't get his hand wet at all, then the halacha is that he should cover his hand with something, with a glove or with plastic, and just wash the other hand. If he could take off the band-aid without any problem, there's no reason they can't take off the band-aid, it's not difficult to take off the band-aid, even if it's a small band-aid, he should take it off. If, however, he's going to have the band-aid on his hand for a very long time, then and he just never removes it, he could leave it on and then have a problem that he didn't wash his hand on that spot. Sif Yud Gimel. Hamayim tzorach shiyova yadayim mekoyach gavra. The water has to reach your hands by a person pouring the water on your hand. Avo hamayim boi maleim, if it comes by itself, loy have a netila, then it's not considered netila. And the halacha is that one person could wash the hands of another person, but the person who's washing your hands should know that he's washing your hands for the purpose of netilas yadayim. And if there's a barrel that has a spout. Vehesis barrels, and you just take off the spout. As ma'im ha'boyim mikoch rishon, the first spurt of water, da'inu kaliuch rishon, levada nachsh mikoch gavra. What comes out with the first spurt is considered water that came because a person made that water come out. Aval ha'ma'im ha'boyim achach, the water that comes afterwards, eino nachsham, I'm not considered mikoch gavra, that they came because a person made them come. El kibor me'leim, they considered as if they came by themselves. And therefore, what if you're going to use a sink, you should keep on opening every time you want the water to come in your hand. Open it up and have the water hit your hand. Then close it and then do it again. Somebody wants to wash his hands from a sink. That with the first spurt of water, that should be enough that the entire hand was covered. And then V'yistam Sabarazel closed the sink. V'yachsev Yiftehu, then open it again to accomplish the Shvicha Shniya, the second time you're washing your hand. Me shall any day l'shar, somebody who doesn't know how to do this, ein loy litol yada b'derech zu, should now wash his hands in this fashion. V'mekoshkein, and therefore, ein litol yada menakia, one should not wash his hands from the sink, shesh loy barz of cotton that has a very small spout, v'kluach edak, and not much water comes out, because then you will not have washed your hands, v'koyach gavra.